Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining me for the 4-H Public Speaking Series, When All Is Said and Done, the first of 6 podcasts. As you prepare to speak in the 4-H program, giving a speech starts long before standing in front of an audience. That first step is deciding what to use as a topic. We're going to talk today about how to prepare you for your speech and demonstration by first of all selecting a stellar topic. Where do you start? Well, you want to start with yourself. In selecting a topic, you want to think about what are some things that are interesting to you. They might be things that you already know about, things that you've already experienced, or a special hobby, or an interest that really fascinates you, an exciting place that you visited. Next, you want to write down your ideas. Start by making a list of all of the things that interest you. It really helps to see things in writing. Sometimes it's fun to take each of the things you've listed and see what other kinds of things they remind you of. You want to use other people as you brainstorm your ideas. Talk with a friend or a family member about the things that you're interested in, your beliefs, some experiences and ideas. Make sure you have a pencil and paper handy so you can jot down what you and your partner have come up with. A family vacation might be the topic of conversation in your family, and you might be able to help by using it as a speech topic to explore the places that you want to go. You could use the internet, or don't underestimate a visit to the library. You might learn about the Aztecs or the Egyptians, or a silly talent on YouTube might be able to spark your imagination and take you in a new direction. Here are the last few things you want to consider about picking your topic. First of all, narrow it down. You don't want to talk about all of Disney World. There's too much to explore. Instead, choose the best places to stay or the best deals for your money at Disney World. Narrowing your topic down will help make it easier for you to research and for your audience to listen to. Think about your audience. Who is your audience? Is it the judge, 4-H members? What age are they? Are they younger members or older members? Will they be able to understand your topic? Are you comfortable talking about this topic with the people in the room? How are you going to help make the speech meaningful for your audience? Will they be comfortable hearing about this for 3, 5, or however long you're going to talk about it? Which brings me to my last piece of advice. How much time do you have? It's frustrating to run out of time before you can finish delivering your speech. Trying to fit a long speech into a short time is like trying to fit your foot into a shoe that's too small. You might be able to do it, but you are going to feel uncomfortable. When All Is Said and Done is a podcast of the Sheboygan County UW Extension and 4-H Youth Development Program. Thank you for listening and helping to make your best better. Stay tuned for future When All Is Said and Done podcasts regarding organizing your speech, writing and delivering introductions and conclusions, getting ready for the big day, and sifting through judges' comments. We wish you the best of luck as a 4-H member, leader, and lifetime learner.